are back in action with the Chill Factory, and the Borley Rectory has already started. Even before the thing was built, we've got kind of spooky occurrences. Now, what happened next?
Well, just very briefly, without going through 100 years history, the...
Thank you. We'd all die.
The bulls all died off and or moved out, mm-hmm. and the next people to move in were the Smiths. They only lasted 19 months. Mm-hmm. The place stood empty for a year. They had too much going on. They couldn't handle it.
Just quick, stuff like what? Are we talking poltergeist activity? Are we talking seeing things?
Servant bells would ring throughout the house. She discovered the skull in the kitchen cupboard.
In the cupboard? Are you serious?
Things like that.
Maybe that was just a kid prank. Ha ha, look, Mom. Not quite.
So they took off. The place stood empty for 12 months because they couldn't get anybody to live in it. Then my mom and her husband, Lionel Foister, they moved in, and they stuck it out for 5 years, and the only reason they left at all is because he collapsed at the pulpit preaching. But during those 5 years, they figured something like 2,000 different unexplained phenomena occurred.
Thrill me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
2,000? What were some of the occurrences? Now, your mom wrote a book about it, right?
Well, Lionel kept a diary about it. Mom didn't want to have anything to do with it. She
really?
Stayed strictly away from it. But she did keep some notes later on, and I have access to those. And although people have questioned whether Lionel was making up a story to make money
uh-huh.
or if it really happened, Mom's notes are her private stuff.
Right.
And I believe what she wrote in there is true. She refers to lights in the bedrooms going on, and you know the doors were locked.
Right.
There were wall writings that appeared said Marianne.
Don't you
help.
Have a? You have a picture of that on your website, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And that's www.borleyrectory.com.
Right.
Now, what else happened? I've read stuff about objects flying around.
Yeah, lots of times. Oh. Millions, and, well, I don't know. Millions, that's an example.
Millions, okay, Mr. Sagan.
Yeah.
You're right.
But a great many pebbles were thrown about the house. But when they were in their beds, Lionel and my mom had things thrown at them in bed. One time, Mom was hit alongside the eye so badly it gave her a black eye. Downstairs, visitors by the staircase, one time a candlestick came flying down the staircase.
Now, was your mom there? I have read in several different books now. You know, there's a lot of Reader's Digest this and Time Life books that and yada, yada.
Right.
In one of them, it talked about your mom wasn't present during a number of these. What is the true deal on that? I mean, when you talk about people being at the bottom of the stairs and a candlestick comes flying down, was anybody upstairs?
Well, sometimes she was there and sometimes not.
But things would happen when other people were around when she wasn't there?
Correct.
Well, then what's the problem? Why would a book write about that being doubtful because she wasn't there, but there were witnesses?
Because you see, you get an agnostic skeptic.
Oh, stop that! I'm still scared of the dark.
The term. You get an agnostic skeptic trying to defame the phenomena, and by doing that, they say, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll defame the person that lives there or the person who's reported it. If I can smear that person, then I can prove that the candlestick never flew down the stairwell.
It's one of those things. When things like this happen, it's so easy to deny them. Direct experience is about the only firm evaluation. And even then, as a skeptic or a critic, you can walk away and go, oh, well, you were dreaming or you were having a psychosomatic, blah, blah, blah.
So what Harry Price did, the chief investigator, Harry Price, who wrote two books on it, by 1940, he had 200 separate witnesses who swore up and down that these things that they saw were real. So you ignore the people who lived in the house. These are visitors, people who walked past, who walked through the gardens, who went through the fields, walking the roads. That's quite a few people.
You've got a few witnesses. I tell you what, you hang on with that. We're going to come back and find out where we can find books about it, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe talk about the Borley Church itself very quickly, and then we're going to get to some phone calls. You've got it. It's the Chill Factory. We'll see you in just a moment.